shaking the peonies. I would lie down again in your bed of fabrications, like a quilt of many voices covering me in darkness, colors stitched from the motions of your hands bringing water from low places, or your kneeling each morning to build a fire as though the sun had come to call and we were all new. I would sit peeling apples with you in the plum tree shade, waiting for the 4 o'clocks to open. When the dog found his corner at bedtime, I would again watch his turning, hear your voice, and see immemorial grasses bending. When you asked, the long legs pointed the way of the wind. When you put the shell to my ear, I heard the sea. I would go again with you carrying cans of bright flowers, heavy iron shears, sun hats made of straw, and gloves. Peonies falling over drowsy to the ground by that day, and gathered in bunches, ivory and white like girls gowned in green leaves. I would imitate your swinging as you show me how to shake off the ants, and they fall. Go following after you on that day of light and stones lodged in a green meadow, to place the blades of grass again in order, to trace the hard insignia of hearts, smooth links of chain and tools, to be again there with you encountering old friends, who also come to decorate each year, who speak of times when you were young together, listening to voices, admiring the flame of blossoms, the bees, the white lamb that waits on the stone, would hear pollen in these shadows, all the naming, gathering of things, parts innumerable that make up this world. There I would lie down again, yes, and become whole, like the ending of a story, and sleep.